Yeah, who are you playing? Just to let y'all know, it's actually my favorite singer of all time. I love Jill Scott-Heron. I love jazz, John Coltrane, but, you know, at the end of the day, yo nací en Santiago, you know, yo soy dominicano, I'm just a little boy from Dominican Republic. I speak English really well, but at the end of the day, you say it's who I am, you know. And I love how you're doing. I hope you're doing. God bless you. It's a Saturday. We're driving Florida. We got so many surprises for you today. Stay with us. Thank you. Today is Dominican Independence Day. Hoy es el día de la independencia dominicana. But it's still Black History Month. And Dominican Independence Day is Black History. Para que lo sepan. The Exiles are coming to you from Reading, Pennsylvania. The Boogie Down.
The problem with black people as an independent observer who has grown up always wanting to be that person. The problem with black folks in America is that too many of them believe the mythology, the big dick. The wanting to be white nonsense. The belief that somehow what the white man has said is true about being inferior. That's the problem with black folks in America. They believe the shit that's been said about them. Most of them run around acting like fools, feeding into the stereotypes, behaving in the ways that these other folks say and talk about them. I'm an independent observer. I'm not even American. I wasn't born here. You know, but without black people, what would this country be? Soulless is a word that I choose to use right now to describe it. That's it. It will be soulless. Because the only thing that makes America great is the fact that it has black people in it. White folks come and go, yo. Nobody, no one invited them to come over to this side of town. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the Caribbean. Nobody told no Columbus or anybody else to come check us out. But then I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't be part of that creation. You understand? This is the dichotomy. This is the problem when you try to wrestle with this situation, man. Presently, the United States of America is undergoing the greatest social change that it has ever experienced in the last 100 years, man. Folks are taken to the streets because for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, some cop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, decided that he was going to step on a black man's neck for some bullshit $20 offense or something, and he gonna sit on him for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, yo. And he gonna look at the cameras. Police officer Derek Chauvin, Chauvin. Make sure you get the spelling down if you ever come across this piece of shit. But But for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, he decided to sit on this brother's neck while he kept talking about, "Please, man, I can't breathe. I can't breathe in the image of 2014. Stop." And Eric Garner comes back into the main view, the frame, the picture. If it was a movie, how can you not think of that brother crying for his life? And he also died for about $20. You're selling cigarettes, yo. Lucy's and shit. It's Staten Island and what's his name? Pantoliano or some nonsense. Some crazy ass popo who just didn't even do time for this nonsense, man. I was scot free. He choked my man. He used what's called the chokehold. And supposedly, I think finally, the Congress has moved on this and decided to pass some crap about banning the chokehold. Wow. And finally, an anti-lynching bill has been passed. Wow. This thing started in 1619, 1620. This whole experiment. And this is 2020. The year that Donald Trump is president and is possibly facing the prospect of being a one-term president. Daunting to him. Scary. And that's what he's facing. And then he's doubling down by what? Deciding that wait. The way to win in November of this year, I mean, I'm talking to you today, is what, June 12th? Okay, it's a Friday. He's talking about division. The more I talk about stoking the fires of division, the more chances I'll have of winning in November. How sick is that, yo? This is who you're dealing with. This kind of mentality is only what? Worthy over Hitler, over Stalin. This dude wishes so badly to be the dictator of the United States of America, forge new deals with North Korea, Russia, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, prove himself to be the greatest freaking deal maker in the history of the world. But we're not talking deals, man. This is politics. And in politics, what you got is polytricks. And in polytricks, what you got is polytricksters. All these effing folks running around here trying to make you think that they care about you or me. That the Blasios, the Cuomos, the McConnells, the freaking, come on, let's go up the chain, Rubio, Cruz. I mean, just keep going. Say any name. Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries. Just throw that name out there. What the heck? None of them care about me or you. Man, they care about keeping that position that they've gotten and see how they can milk it so they can keep drinking milk from the till of America. And you worry about me and the poor that because we get welfare, we get EBT, and we get some other nonsense that somehow we're draining this country? How many freaking corporate corporations get freaking welfare, corporate buyouts or whatever it is you call them, all kinds of freaking forgiveness programs. If you decide to build here, build there, do this, do that. I worked in New York City and Harlem and in Washington Heights for 20-some years as a school teacher. Doesn't that deserve me some kind of hazard pay? Wasn't I an essential worker in that instance? Because that's what people need to understand right now, man. To keep this country going, what's going to be necessary is for us to stop keeping this hate alive. Somehow, man, I got to come from some other land to tell y'all Americans how y'all need to behave. Black and white, y'all pieces of shit, both of y'all. You fucked this country up, man. Greatest experiment in the history of mankind. You know, you got the big ass thing on the harbor, the Lady Liberty that tells everybody to come. And all of a sudden, the message is all totally all sideways. Talk about, you's not welcome. Shithole countries. I mean, what is that? What type of leadership is that? But you know what the problem is? It ain't Trump's fault. It ain't Trump who's at fault here. It ain't Trump. It's those people who really run this nation. The one percenters that have the money, the wherewithal, the influence to be able to do the changes that are necessary to make this really MAGA. Make America great again. Yes, but not because of what Trump has to say. Trump is an anachronism. He's draconian. And he'll disappear. And he'll be part of the wind of history. But what needs to happen in this country, and I'm an outside observer, not even American. I wasn't born here. I pledge to the flag, and I freaking love this country more than you do. Right? So maybe it needs to be said. Y'all need to understand something about what you got here. Everybody wants to come here. There's something about this freaking stupid country. Everybody wants to come here. And then for some reason you want to F that up? Huh? You want to continue to like be what? Racist? Institutional in all kinds of ways? Keeping black folks down, brown people down, keeping everybody that don't look white down, when you know your days are numbered, white folks. Your days are numbered. How many more years before you can even call yourself the majority and keep calling us, dismissively, by the way, minorities? I've never allowed myself to be even part of that subset. Minority, my ass, dogs. I'm freaking from the freaking majority of the world. Look around, motherfuckers. Look around. Shit, Africa, Asia, Indonesia, the whole freaking... Get out of here, yo. Australia, black people. Anywhere you go. Even here, when Columbus got here, what he found wasn't no damn red people. He found black motherfuckers, right? Cut the crap. The real history is black people been here forever, ever, and ever. And I don't care what you do. Ain't nobody gonna ever, ever, ever destroy the black race. I am an independent observer. And I am a subscriber. And if I have to pay, I will pay. Not with money, but with my life. Because my father is also a black man. Born in the Caribbean. But he came straight out of Africa. Because that's the only place that makes him. You get me? Africa. Start from there. And then we got something we can talk about. Start in Africa. Follow the routes. Follow the trends. Follow whatever you want to follow. Portal my ass. I'm a Tommy. I don't care. But I'm telling you, this nonsense and like Dave Chappelle on TV, Netflix is a joke. He's the joke. I hate him. I hate freaking Dave Chappelle with all my heart, and I wish to extend to him through whatever powers I have ill will, because his A46 show, he should have kept it in his pocket and should never aired, because it's disgusting. It's disgusting the same way that ICE agents are denying children in these detention camps fresh food. But this dude, this black dude with money who feels entitled, decided to use the N-word in his little A46 show where he talks about how he was born at that time. But then he uses the N-word more than I don't know how many times to describe George Floyd. And I saw all this that's happening right now wasn't about Colin Kaepernick, and it should be in some ways because he started it. But it's about George Floyd, Eric Garner, and the countless others. I'm Al Arbery, and let's keep going because there's so many of them. But if we want to really talk about black men who were killed, who had influence, who had the opportunity to change this country, then let's not go too far, man. Let's not go back to 1965. 1963.
Mega Evans.
Or 1968.
Malcolm X. Martin Luther King.
Okay. And then let's not even go into what happened to George Jackson, Angela Davis.
The Black Panthers, yeah, I mean, come on,
man. Black folks have been fighting for their rights and have been vocal about it for so long. For anybody to say, like a Drew Brees,
Independence Day, but you gotta give it
you
up to
heard?
Black
you
folks.
Wasn't where you been? Huh? Oh, I've been too busy. Black folks been fighting. And let me tell you something, as a Dominican, como Dominicano, I give it up to black people. Because if it wasn't for black people in America, me, yo, and none of you, none of us, white people, white women, gays, lesbians, LGBTQ, anybody who's a minority, anybody that feels that they have been somehow oppressed and whatnot, if it wasn't for black folks, if it wasn't for the fact that black people died, have given up their life, and are doing so right now in the streets of New York and in the streets of America, me, you, or anybody in this country, even the freaking Indians, man, nobody in this country would have anything unless black people are willing to sacrifice and die because they know that they are on the right side of history.